This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Boy, so happy to be with you here. In the time that we have, there are a couple of questions that I have been asked through email, and you can reach me. You can reach me at jackstockwelloffice@gmail.com for questions. But the main thing is water, the best kind of water, quality of water. Where do you get the, you know, what do you recommend? Is there a particular brand or something else? Because more people are becoming aware of the fact that what is coming through their tap isn't necessarily the best kind of water. And as I was in the restaurant yesterday with my daughter for dinner, we go to a restaurant that I know filters water before that water gets to the table in the restaurant because they want the water filtered for all the drinks that they make. It's a specialty restaurant. Well, it's actually a Mexican restaurant that has great, great Mexican food. And because of the sauces and everything else, they do not want it messed up or tempered by the standard tap water. So they have a filtration device. I mean, even soft drinks, and I don't drink soft drinks, but I understand soft drinks taste much better in restaurants, that will filter the water before it gets mixed with the syrup. So in answering, trying to answer the question, what's the best source of water or what's the best water on the planet? Actually, it's spring water or well water is the best for drinking, preferably hard water that contains calcium bicarbonate, not calcium carbonate, calcium bicarbonate, the kind of water that will leave a calcium deposit in the tea kettle if you end up boiling it out. And this kind of calcium is completely assimilated. It builds bones by combining with the organic phosphorus that we find in certain kinds of raw cereals, not the commercial cereals. But the raw cereals where you get the raw grains, preferably organic grains, and you end up making your own cereals. There's a good source of phosphorus in there. And the, other than calcium that's in your bone, the other major mineral that's present is phosphorus. And it's, a mineral called hydroxyapatite. And it is a combination of calcium and phosphorus. And so as I've told you in the past, your bone is comprised of three major things. Number one, it's a third water. Number two, it's a third protein, the protein fibers, the collagen fibers in the bone to which the minerals, calcium and phosphorus, attach. So when I have patients that I'm dealing with who are farmers, who are, and it's not just farmers, but farmers have access to decent well water. They usually have the least amount of problems that could be associated with something with the bone. Now, it's this calcium bicarbonate that's absolutely essential in the bloodstream to prevent children from becoming susceptible to colds and the diseases of childhood, which produce fevers. In fact, calcium bicarbonate deficiency alone can cause a child to have recurrent fever. And it's a fever which disappears almost within seconds with the administration of calcium lactate. Calcium lactate is just basic metallic calcium combined with lactic acid to form calcium lactate that converts in seconds, milliseconds, in fact, to calcium bicarbonate in the bloodstream. Now, we don't always have a lot of well water sitting around unless we have a pump or something around the house. So I always insist that my patients who have children who go through the normal childhood disease every now and then, you know, chicken pox or mumps or measles or whatever else is passing through, that they have calcium lactate tablets on hand because, let me explain why. Because calcium bicarbonate deficiency, as I said, can cause recurring fevers, but The calcium deficiency fevers are very common in children, especially during the period of rapid bone growth, and especially where kids are getting too much of cereal foods, like rolled oatmeal and the processed dry cereals that are in boxes that, you know, and the worst thing of all, of course, is the sugared ones. But these box cereals are some of the most non-nutritious foods you can possibly put on your table in the kitchen or your dining room, because these things are, they're using, in most cases, pasteurized milk. And you can't get the calcium out of pasteurized milk because the very enzyme that is necessary to convert the calcium that is in raw milk into your own bones, alkaline phosphatase, is destroyed during the pasteurization process. In fact, that's how, if they, at a milk processing or distribution point, and they have some milk there, and they're not sure whether it's been pasteurized or not, they just do an alkaline phosphatase test. If alkaline phosphatase is present, which is there preserving the sanctity and purity of the milk, they know it hasn't been pasteurized. But if there is no alkaline phosphatase, then they know it has been pasteurized. And that's what most parents are putting on the table in the kitchen at breakfast for their kids to eat, along with their boxed packaged cereals. And this is just setting the kids up for sickness and problems down the road because of a terrible imbalance between phosphorus and calcium. Now, I'll explain more of this in a minute, because the phosphorus in the cereal is way out of proportion to the calcium bicarbonate that they're taking in. Now, good water, and I use that term in the sense that I was asked, what really is the good water? It's water that's been filtered through the ground to reach the well or the spring, and it's accumulated all kinds of antigens. Now, these antigens are otherwise known to science as pyrogens because they cause fever. They get into the bloodstream. And they're the residue of all these disease-producing bacteria and viruses that end up in our drinking water in the local area in which we live, the good water, the groundwater, the spring water. And this is so incredible about how this works, because when you drink these things, you develop an immunity to the germ, to the virus that ended up in that drinking water. Now, in foreign countries where polio was far worse than even in our own country at one time, it was far worse in our country. And a lot of these other countries where they didn't even have polio vaccines, children exhibited antibodies to polio without ever having the disease, because the antigen that is related to that was present in the drinking water. So many children today are suffering from chronic diseases because of all of the environmental factors that end up in their water, that ends up in their food. They're breathing it through the air. And it's hard to find a rock-solid, hard, very healthy child anymore. But when you do, you find out that they're getting adequate amounts of calcium bicarbonate in their diet. Now, these pyrogens that end up in the local groundwater, in the spring water, in the well water, this is how mankind has survived on this planet for thousands upon thousands of generations. Because we get these things taken into our system. It's just like if you walked in a room and someone says, oh, hey, how are you doing? And they sneeze in your face. You're going to get all of these antigens that they're breathing out that your body is not familiar with. But your immune system goes to work on it immediately. And in a matter of days, builds antibodies to that thing. And if your immune system is relatively strong and resilient, you're not going to have any detrimental effect from them coughing or sneezing in your face, for the most part. But silently, without you ever knowing about it, your immune system has now built another battery of antibodies against whatever you picked up. Now, the same thing happens when we eat food, and the same thing happens when we drink water. Without you ever knowing about it, if you have a strong immune system, you're picking up all these antigens all the time. And a lot of these antigens cause fever. And the fever is not a bad thing. The fever is how your body activates the immune system in order to handle the antigen that it just picked up and build antibodies to it. And so without, if you don't study this stuff, and it's not necessary that you do, you may be, for the most part, totally unaware as how this process is taking inside of you. But it's how mankind has survived in a world of bacteria and viruses and exosomes and all these other things out there that are coming into our bodies all the time without us ever thinking about it. And well water, spring water, is absolutely loaded with this stuff. And you drink it, and it tastes delicious. And you make your lemonade with it, you make your whatever else, you may cook with it. You're getting tremendous amounts of calcium bicarbonate into the system. And you need calcium for that immune system to work correctly. So these children who are drinking water like this are being immunized the natural way. When you drink this kind of water, you are being immunized the natural way, not through a vaccine. And it's very probable that with diets of unrefined natural foods that promptly gives you the factors to make antibodies, you will be free from most of the diseases that's bothering everybody else. But now we don't have any well water nearby, and we don't have any spring water nearby. And, you know, what I supply my patients with in the clinic is I have a big tank of just melted glacier water. The supply, it comes out of Sun Valley, Idaho, and they bring it in 5-6 gallon bottles, and we have it there on the little cooler for people to drink. At home, we have essentially the same thing. And as such, every now and then I'll treat myself to some Tennessee Valley water. I think you can get that at Good Foods and some other specialty places, but it's some of the most delicious stuff, and it is absolutely rich in calcium bicarbonate. Now, I get asked, well, what about boiling water? Should we be doing that? We're going to go to a break here in a few seconds. And when I get back, I want to talk to you about the pros and cons of boiling water, because there are some issues that you want to keep in mind when you're doing this kind of thing, especially in the sense of fully boiling to the state of distilled water. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I wanted to talk to you about boiling water, because there are times when obviously that needs to be done. But one thing I wanted to add to this with the idea of spring water, well water. As you well know, distillation is just where water is boiled. The water vapor comes up into the air. It goes through some cooling ducts and comes out of a spout on the other side, so that there's some kind of a collector that is receiving the water that you just distilled. And the stuff that you did not want to come through that process remains in the major body of water until it's all distilled, and then there's sediment and goop and gush left in that distilling container. And in the other one, you have pure, clean, absolutely cooked, thoroughly empty of anything else kind of water. Now, that's not the water that nature makes. You get the same distillation effect taking place wherever there's greenery, wherever there's lakes, ponds, the oceans, whatever else. The warmth of the atmosphere is bringing water up into the atmosphere. It gets up to where it's colder. It forms clouds and whatever else. And when the clouds are properly seeded, they will let rain come out. Now, there was a time in the history of this planet that rain coming down was bringing pure, clean water back to the earth. And that water would hit the top of the mountains, or it hit the farm fields or whatever else, and it would leach on down through the ground, picking up minerals. And it would end up in the aquifers underneath that would supply water wherever streams and wherever natural springs and things occur. That water would come back up, cleansed by Mother Nature through the distillation and condensation process of nature, picking up minerals as it leaches through the soil, and then it becomes available to us in the most luxurious water you can drink. There was a time when that was true. Now that there's so much sediment in the air from industry, and I'm not making a push for a green world here, I'm just saying this is the case. They've even found on the surface of Lake Okeechobee in Florida distillate materials that came from manufacturing plants in China. And so with the tremendous amount of manufacturing and hydrocarbon byproducts and everything else that gets up in the upper atmosphere, Nature cleanses that stuff from the sky by sending rainstorms, thunderstorms, whatever else through there to get all that stuff out of the air so it doesn't block the proper amount of sunshine that we need. But when that rain comes down, it's got that stuff in it. Now, it's a matter of trying to clean that stuff to end up providing you with the cleanest water you can get that our grandparents never had to worry about, certainly our great-grandparents. So my whole point in this is when you cook or you boil water, you destroy the antigenic effect of the viruses and the bacteria and the other things that I was saying earlier that are necessary to build the immune system and necessary to carry the calcium. And so boiled water is safe that it's not going to, you know, because it won't be causing any infections, but it can't build real health to the people who need to accumulate these kinds of pyrogens I'm talking about for your immunities against the prevalent diseases of that community. And so you begin to see why most carefully protected children now are the least robust. Some of the sickest children I run across are the children whose parents do everything they possibly can to protect that child. Gloves, masks, antibacterial stuff on their hands all the time. Don't go out and play in the dirt. Don't let the dog lick your face. Maybe I should say a little bit about that because we're going to go to a break here really quick. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York lawmakers passed a bill banning guns in places like Times Square, the subway system, and dozens of other public places in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent concealed carry decision. Moments after the bill passed, Governor Kathy Hochul signed it into law. The suspected driver of a tractor trailer packed with dozens of migrants who died this week was unaware that the trailer's air conditioning had failed, according to court documents. The 45-year-old driver appeared in federal court in San Antonio, being charged with one count of alien smuggling resulted in death. He, along with three other men, have been charged in connection with the incident. If convicted, all men face up to life in prison or the death penalty. This is USA Radio News. A vegan mother is facing life in prison for murdering her 18-year-old child who starved to death on a strict raw fruit and vegetable diet. A Florida jury has convicted a 39-year-old woman of first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse, aggravated manslaughter, and two counts of child neglect in the death of her son. The mother faces sentencing later this month. A bond has been set for an accused cop killer.
Bond is set at $10 million for the man accused of shooting multiple police officers and killing at least two in southeast Kentucky. Lance Storrs is in custody following the shootings at a home in Allen Thursday night. His lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf at a hearing Friday. Storrs' next court date is later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Your health and your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now on DJV Health.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In this last segment before I bring Doug on with me, I want to hit a couple of other ideas why dentists will provide, you know, routinely calcium lactate tablets for young patients who are showing soft, chalky teeth. They're nervous, they're restless, they're unmanageable. These are all symptoms of a typically calcium deficient child. Oh, but Doc, he drinks a lot of milk. Yeah, but he's drinking pasteurized milk, and he's not getting the calcium. Some of the richest forms of calcium on the planet, of course, are clean animal meat. And by clean, I mean they didn't go through the commercial processing. They're pasture-raised animals. And green leafy vegetable. And, well, my kid doesn't like green leafy vegetable. Well, you know, that's why a lot of the parents of kids that I take care of in my clinic have calcium lactate tablets around the house. Now, but these children, the calcium-deficient children I'm talking about, are always worse in the summertime because the vitamin D effect of the sunlight raises the blood calcium at the expense of calcium in the cells and calcium in the fluid, and it reverses the normal flow of calcium from the blood into the tissues. See, it's one thing to go get a blood test that says, well, you've got good, healthy calcium levels. But is the calcium getting out of the bloodstream and into the tissues? Because they're not measuring tissue calcium. They're measuring serum calcium, the calcium that's in your bloodstream. And it's not just enough to get it. I use the analogy of the bus. It's not just enough to get on the bus to take you across town. When you get to your destination, you want to be able to get off the bus. It doesn't do any good to stay on the bus all day. It doesn't do any good for the calcium to stay in your bloodstream all day. You've got to get it out of there and get it into the tissues where it's needed. And so that's why I always, when parents say, well, how am I going to get calcium? Well, you want to give them calcium lactate, but you also want to give them cod liver oil at the same time. Now, there's another thing called Cataplex F. But if you can get the flavored, fermented cod liver oil, which we got plenty of at orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the children are getting the vitamins that they need to get the calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues. And my goodness, they calm down the nervousness, the restlessness, the the unmanageability of you know, pre-5, pre-6-year-old children just calms down in a matter of minutes. And natural forms of vitamin D, such as cod liver oil, has the vitamin F in it as well as the D. And so, and butter fat is another good, if you can get them grass-raised butter on their foods, that's another good source of vitamin F. But the baby fed on prepared baby foods, which has had the butter fat removed, and in place of it will probably have some hydrogenated oils, boy, these kids are just going to have, these kids are going to have a hard, hard time. I mean, practically all present-day baby foods are of this kind, just seriously lacking in the right kind of fats. What about fluoride? Do we want to drink water that's got fluoride? I'm asked that an awful lot of time. Cornell University did a study that showed that just one part per million of sodium fluoride added to the drinking water of rats caused the reversal of the possibility of causing a harder tooth. And it actually worked opposite and created tooth decay where it otherwise did not exist. And it caused kidney cells to break down in the older rats. Now, there have been human studies that have been done since then. And we know that fluoride in the water is extremely dangerous. And it's a, you know, it's a political thing. You know, they ended up with all this byproduct of sodium fluoride and aluminum processing. When we got all this stuff sitting around, what are we going to do with it? Well, let's put it into drinking water. And so there was all these stories that came out. Unfortunately, the American Dental Association was behind some of this, telling you to fluoridate the water. And now we know in cities that have had fluoridated water for decades, some of just terrible tooth problems, terrible tooth problems. But the other thing is the calcification of the kidney because of the way fluoride present in the body will cause calcium deposition in the kidneys. Another thing that we want to be careful of. Another question I'm asked is, what about aluminum cooking utensils? Because people have heard the pros and the cons. Aluminum is toxic to the human body. I think that, if I remember right, there's 84 minerals, the vast majority of them being of a minor nature that the body requires. But the body requires up to, with all the biochemical processes that occur inside our bodies, I think 84. Now, the major ones, you know, like calcium and iron and copper, and potassium and sodium and chloride, these kinds of things make up the majority of what the body needs, especially in the sense of electrolytes outside of bone development. But there are some minerals the body requires that in an entire lifetime, say 85, 90 years of life, you wouldn't consume so much as a teaspoonful of that mineral. It's like the thyroxine that your thyroid makes, that is the gas pedal of the human body. The entire amount of thyroxine that your thyroid produces in an entire lifetime is about a teaspoonful, which just shows how little some of these things are absolutely required for good health. So little of it is actually required. But if it's not there in the diet, then there are certain deficiencies that will certainly show up. Now, I say all that because aluminum is toxic to the human body. That is one of the minerals, which I think, if I remember correctly, it's like number 4 or 5 in its presence on the earth, as far as quantity is concerned. And you just don't need this in your bodies whatsoever. Now, aluminum salts from aluminum cooking utensils, all the studies that are out there now, just the super prevalent studies that show how the intake of these aluminum salts, aluminum baking powder, you can see baking powder now in supermarkets that will say aluminum free. Just as you're starting to see foods that say high fructose corn syrup free, because the word is out now how bad these things are. And so when you cook in aluminum, what happens is that the body will, the aluminum will rob your body of very important vitamins, especially vitamin A. It just pulls the vitamin A out of the system. And such disorders like ulcers in the stomach or the duodenum, cardiovascular disease, heart failure, obesity, varying degrees of paralysis of the sympathetic nervous system, seem to be a consequence of aluminum poisoning. Now, there's cookware out there that's stainless steel on the inside, but it has an aluminum cast bottom so that the pan isn't so heavy and that the aluminum distributes the heat over a flame or on the stove whenever you're cooking something. And so I've been asked, is that okay? And I tell them, just do stainless. You're either going to use iron frying pans, cast iron frying pans, cast iron cooking pots, which is great because you get good iron from this, or stainless steel. And there's different grades of stainless steel because cheap stainless steel will put a taste in the water, put a taste in the food. But stay away from aluminum. There's the toxicity is just too much. So you want to pay attention to the water that you're drinking and the water that you're cooking. And does that water have good levels of calcium bicarbonate? And your city water people, almost every city here and there has natural spring water somewhere in some little fountain somewhere in town. And I have patients in downtown Salt Lake City. There's a couple of those. And you can't drive by one of these during daylight hours and not see a half a dozen people lined up with their 5 and 6 gallon jugs to get this water and take it home. And you'll usually find that these people are the healthiest around there. So you want to find out the water that you're drinking. And if you're drinking bottled water, you can contact the companies that make this stuff. I'm not going to mention any names, but the companies, and they will give you a mineral list. They'll tell you what's in there. They'll tell you what they did to filter this water or process that water. There's some brands of bottled water out there. It's more expensive than gasoline, even with the current gasoline prices, ounce for ounce. You want to find out if there's aluminum. Are there fluorides present? And there's other factors like the copper coils that are in hot water tanks when used for cooking purposes. You want to be careful that there's not too much copper, a toxic level of copper, because most they're moving towards ceramic, but a lot of hot water heaters have copper coils in them because copper transmits heat quickly to heat up the water that you have for hot water. And if you're using hot water in the kitchen for cooking, you want to find out if there's toxic levels of copper in this, because all of these toxicities have certain kinds of disease factors associated with it. And the first organ in your body to suffer from toxicity, the first organ in your body to suffer from malnutrition is the heart. The first organ to respond to proper nutrition, good nutrition, is the heart. Little things to keep in mind when someone comes along and says, well, you're getting a little older and it's natural to start to develop some heart disease and, you need to go get your cardiologist and get on drugs. Last summer, I got a new life insurance policy, very expensive one. And so I went the gamut. I'm 71, so I went through the gamut of testing before they would give me a very large insurance policy, which I, of course, did for my wife and kids. And when I met with a cardiologist, he was floored that I wasn't on medication. Oh, come on. You got to be taking at least one or two at your age. No, doc. I'm on no meds whatsoever. And he wanted, you must have good genes. And I said, no, genetics have nothing to do with it. I'm very careful about what I put into my body. I'm just very careful. If it's in a box or a bag or a can, I usually skip over it. I want to go for the fresh stuff, the raw stuff, and I'll cook what I want. And the meats and the fish I eat are deep ocean fish. The meats that I eat come from grass-pastured animals, from farmers who love their animals and take good care of them, but they understand the cycle of life and that these things are cleanly processed so that the meat that ends up on my dinner table with my family, I know was prepared properly. So, but remember, water accounts for 70% of your body weight and is one of the most important factors in maintaining equilibrium through all the organs, through all the systems. Your lymph is water, and your lymph is what is moving your immune system around. Your lymph is detoxifying and cleaning fluids out of the body to get into the urine and out through your bladder. And sufficient levels of water are so necessary for this. And any poison that's been added to a food or a drink to try to purify the food or give it shelf life or make the water cleaner is just too much. You know, it's just like a little bit of emery powder that ends up in your transmission. A little bit of metal shavings that ends up in the oil of your automobile. It doesn't take much, but over a period of time, it just starts to wear things down. So I hope this has been informative for you. I hope you got something out of this. Water is just so vitally important. And so many of us are dehydrated to the point where various systems in the body suffer because of it. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug. Remember, you can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And stick around for Doug and me as we will wrap up this week's program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour now on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the things that Jack is well known. There are, by the way, lots of podcasts. There are podcasts going back years and years and years of Jack on Good Day Health. A couple of the more interesting recent ones. Jack talks about working with newborns. I wonder how that's going to settle in. Have you made any comments about Roe v. Wade? Now, this was a conversation about baby formula. That was the focus on newborns heretofore. But now it's all about, and I wonder where you are in Salt Lake City, what's the local discussion about there? Is it?
Well, they understand that it's a constitutional issue. It didn't stop abortions by any means.
No.
It just returned it back to the states. You know, as the 10th Amendment says, you know, if whatever we didn't say in here belongs to the states, which is where it should be anyway.
Jack, talking about I'm looking through a review of some of the more recent conversations you've had with people on the program, and I love, because now you're doing it pretty much by yourself, other than the segment like this that we do together, and you have a lot of explanation, the summer sun discussion about what you're supposed to wear on your skin, that sort of thing. I think suffice it to say, Jack has a very unique, as a NURCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, is a very unique way of going through the medical issues of the day, and those things are all for your absorption. Podcast available every week. It's free at DougSteffen.com or wherever you get your podcasts, all right? Jack and his explanations of things like what happens in the sun when you're a little overweight. Can you just go out in the sun? There are some people who think that you can go out in the sun and just stand there and you'll lose weight. Yes, no, maybe?
Well, the scientists have found some genes that respond to sunlight. Now, this, you know, that would be interesting in the light of the fact that scientists have found this, but of course Mother Nature built that into us a long time ago. And they found that light, direct sunlight, triggers the OPN3 gene, which prompts fat cells to release their fatty acids. And, of course, that's where the energy comes from. Fat cells store fatty acids. Fatty acids are a great fuel source for the heart, for the brain, and for muscles. And when we have a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of sugar in our diet, our body will opt for the sugar for our energy because it's easy to get the energy out of that. It takes a little bit more time to get it out of fat.
Can I explain that a little further? Let's put a
sugar contains
more light
oxygen.
On that.
The sugar molecule has oxygen in it. And in order for something to be oxidized, oxygen has to be present. Fatty acids, which are the fats that are necessary in our diet, do not have oxygen in them. So they have to be exposed to oxygen for them to be oxidized. This happens in cells, happens in mitochondria, it definitely happens inside the liver, where energy is released from fats. So if you have sugar and fats in your bloodstream, which everybody does all the time anyway, but if you have too much sugar because you have too many carbohydrates in your diet, your body will use the sugar for its energy because it can get it out much quicker that way, and the fats build up. So if you have high triglycerides or you have high bad LDL, you probably have too much sugar in your diet because your body can't get to the fat to get the energy out because the sugar is so available.
This is HIPAA time. Now that you say that, I've never heard that before from you or Ken, what you just said about sugar content and why there may be fat. I concern myself a little bit from time to time because, as you know, I don't do a lot of bad things to myself, but ice cream and cake and cookies are in that in that ballpark. So there's something from Standard Process, and I can't remember what it's called now, that I take three capsules a day because it deals with sugar in my system.
Diaplex.
That's it, right. Yeah.
When we can get a diabetic patient on Diaplex and our enzymes, long-life energy enzymes, usually in about 30 to 60, sometimes 90 days, they greatly decrease their diabetic
medication. So why then do I have the good cholesterol I don't have enough of, bad cholesterol, supposedly, depending on your definition.
Okay, that's
and now what you just said made me think about the sugar content, and is that contributing to the lightness of my good and the gathering
of
the
bad?
Yes, it
is. It is, because when you're having cake and ice cream, which is half sugar, your body will use that for energy, and the fat builds up in the bloodstream. I mean, that's why people who go on Atkins or people who go on a low-carb diet lose weight so fast, because there's very little sugar left in the system, so the body has to go to fat to get its energy, and they lose weight quickly.
All right, there you got it. Check out that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's a lot of info there, and you can find what's available from Jack through Standard Process. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.